Major companies throttle employee AI access as costs exceed budgets. By Lucas Nolan on July 5, 2026. Technology, banking, and entertainment companies are significantly restricting employee access to AI tools as monthly costs skyrocket into tens of millions of dollars. According to internal documents and communications obtained from multiple organizations, 404 Media reports that companies across multiple industries are implementing strict limitations on employee use of AI tools after experiencing dramatic cost increases that have caught executives off guard. Internal communications from organizations including Atlassian, Adobe, Amazon, Citi, and GitHub reveal a growing crisis as AI spending triples in some cases, forcing companies to cut access to powerful models and plead with workers to reduce consumption. The situation stems from two converging factors: companies rapidly adopting AI without fully understanding the cost implications, and AI providers transitioning from flat-rate subscription models to usage-based billing that charges based on the number of AI tokens consumed during each interaction. Citi has taken particularly aggressive action, completely shutting off employee access to the latest versions of Claude and ChatGPT models. According to an internal email, the bank disabled Claude Opus 4.6 and 4.7, as well as GPT-5.5, on June 24. The email explicitly states these models consume significantly more AI credits per interaction and have been the primary driver of elevated enterprise consumption. Prior to the shutdown, Citi sent employees warnings urging them to choose less powerful models and less absolutely necessary. The communication explained that since AI tokens are pooled across the entire organization, employees with heavier AI-assisted workflows draw more from shared resources. The email provided specific guidance on which models to use for different tasks, recommending GPT-5.3 Codex for simple questions and code generation, while reserving higher-tier models like Claude Sonnet 4.6 for architectural reasoning. Citi's changes came in direct response to a shift from flat subscription pricing to usage-based billing in June. The bank is now monitoring daily usage patterns to identify excessive consumption early and has implemented budget controls. However, when contacted, Citi disputed the characterization, stating it has not disabled models or implemented token allocation limits, despite internal documentation showing otherwise. Atlassian has experienced particularly dramatic cost increases. The software company, which makes the popular Jira development tool, ended unlimited AI access and created an internal dashboard allowing employees to track costs. The dashboard shows spending increased from $5 million in August 2025 to over $15 million in May 2026, putting the company on track to spend more than $120 million on AI tools for the fiscal year. When contacted, Atlassian claimed these figures don't accurately reflect its AI usage but declined to specify which numbers were incorrect. One Atlassian employee described widespread frustration among workers who had restructured their workflows around AI tools. "I've seen a lot of people complaining that they changed their workflow to maximize AI usage, and now they can run out in 2 to 3 days, especially when using agents or similar or using the latest Claude model," the employee said. "Lots of angsty messages in Slack like, now how do I do my job?" Breitbart News previously reported that an unnamed company, speculated to be Amazon, accidentally spent $500 million on Anthropic's Claude AI in a single month. While $500 million stands out as an extraordinary sum, other recent incidents have demonstrated how quickly AI costs can spiral out of control. In April, a Google Cloud customer reportedly received an unexpected bill for $18,000 despite having allocated only $7 to their budget, the result of a security breach. Earlier in May, the creator of OpenClaw disclosed burning through $1.3 million in OpenAI API tokens during a single month of operation. According to Axios, companies which previously embraced AI spending enthusiastically are now confronting enormous costs without necessarily seeing proportional benefits. The phenomenon has become so pronounced that it has earned its own terminology, with token maxing referring to the practice of maximizing AI token usage, sometimes for dubious purposes. AI is an increasingly divisive topic in the business world as it transitions from the novelty of AI to the actual business case. Breitbart News social media director Wynton Hall has written his instant bestseller Code Red. The left, the right, China, and the race to control AI to serve as the definitive guide on how the mega movement can create positions on AI that benefit humanity without handing control of our nation to the leftists of Silicon Valley or allowing the Chinese to take over the world. Read more at 404 Media here. Lucas Nolan is a reporter for Breitbart News covering issues of AI, free speech, and online censorship.